Think for a moment of the challenges of navigating a big airport. They can include long walks, big crowds, security lines, careful searches, escalators. Now think how challenging all that can be for people with disabilities. NPR Investigations correspondent Joseph Shapiro reports on the everyday nightmares of doing what many people take for granted.
NPR asked people with disabilities to tell us about their experiences flying. We got a flood of horror stories, hundreds of them. Of wheelchairs broken in transit, of airport escorts who never show up, autistic children separated from their parents, pat-downs that felt like sexual assaults. A lot of what we heard were stories of airline employees or TSA agents who didn't have proper training.
She said I looked like I was too young to be using an insulin pump.
He was very hostile. You will do this or you're not getting on the plane.
That's Juniper Ziante and Heather Leiterman talking about their airport experiences. Leiterman is blind. Her guide dog is a black lab.
Coasty, come here. Coasty boy.
A TSA agent apparently didn't know the agency's own procedures and insisted she take off the dog's leash, harness, and collar, even though that would mean she'd lose control of the service animal.
That's how they know they're working. When that harness is on, they know it's time to work. When the harness is off, that's when they're just a dog.
Then there's Juniper Ziante. She's a student at UCLA. An agent insisted she take off the pump that sends a steady flow of insulin into her body and put the pump through the x-ray machine, even though Ziante knew radiation could damage the expensive device. She reads from the pump maker's guidelines.
Your tandem insulin pump should not be put through machines that use x-rays, including airline luggage x-ray machines and full-body scanners.
These are long-standing problems. Congress in 2018 told TSA to serve flyers with disabilities better and required more training of agents. TSA added some training. Still, there's less than one day on disability in the 3 weeks of training for newly hired agents. And the specific training problems Congress told TSA to fix, like what happened to Ziante and Leiterman, are ones NPR heard about over and over from the passengers who wrote to us. Congress also required TSA to count how long it takes disabled passengers to get through screenings. NPR found TSA has not complied. A TSA official told us they don't know how to measure because sometimes disabilities are invisible. But that shouldn't stop them from counting people like Ziante and Leiterman. Congress also told TSA to clearly post signs to tell disabled passengers about their rights and how to file complaints. But when Heather Leiterman called TSA the next day, she says an official refused to take her complaint.
Wouldn't take my information at all. He said if the officer told you that you needed to take this off your dog, you needed to take it off your dog.
And it's not just TSA agents. NPR found examples of airline employees and contractors who are poorly trained when it comes to dealing with disabled passengers.
Being a Marine, I'm stubborn. I'll fight through anything to go take care of stuff.
Charles Brown is the president of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. He got to his destination only to find his wheelchair had been broken.
The pirate chair didn't function. You could tell that it had been dropped. There's pieces were hanging off one side of it.
Congress, in 2018, told airlines to start tracking how often they damage wheelchairs. The thinking was if the numbers are made public, there'd be pressure on airlines to do better. The numbers went down during the pandemic when fewer people traveled. Now they're rising again. In both July and August, about 26 wheelchairs or scooters were lost, damaged, or destroyed every day. About the same as when airlines were first required to keep count. Without his wheelchair, Brown couldn't get around.
I missed the whole day of work. I missed the event that I was supposed to be there for it because of a broken chair by the airline. It's my job.
On another work trip in 2019, Brown showed up at his airport in Florida. To get onto the plane, airline employees need to lift him from his wheelchair and move him onto a smaller chair that's narrow enough to fit down the aisle of the aircraft. The men dropped him right on his tailbone. Days later, in pain, he went to the VA medical center.
The doctor saw that, and they said, you're not going home. We're going to put you in the hospital. This has to be fixed.
Brown spent 3 months in the hospital, all the result, he says, of being dropped. There was infection and surgery. He almost died. But Brown, by law, couldn't sue the airline. He could only file a complaint.
With the airline, yeah. But I was told because I filed so late, they would do nothing about it.
For people with disabilities, airline travel is regulated by an old, and people like Brown say, an outdated law. The Air Carrier Access Act was signed into law by President Ronald Reagan 35 years ago, which is why Brown's group, the Paralyzed Veterans of America, is asking Congress to update the law. Heather Ansley is a PVA lawyer.
When you think about air travel, it's still 1986. You know, we really haven't made any advances in accommodating people with disabilities.
Other forms of transit are covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is 4 years newer than the law that regulates air travel. Ansley says there's been more improvement in access to those other kinds of travel, like buses. The ADA required them to be redesigned to include wheelchair lifts. But on a plane?
There's no place to bring on your wheelchair, whether it's then to fly from your chair or even to use your wheelchair to really get on and transfer to a passenger seat.
A recent study by the National Academy of Sciences said most airplanes could be redesigned so that people could sit in their own wheelchairs and avoid the danger of being lifted in and out. Many disabled passengers told us of positive experiences with TSA and with the airlines, but it varied from employee to employee or from trip to trip. Sometimes flying out was great, then flying back was a nightmare. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.